hand we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preachers and teachers and deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. The sister says she'll never let go of his hand. Never let go of his hand. You glad you see? Yes. When you listen, that mean good. When you really know you say and know the Bible to the best of your ability, you don't worry too much, because you know who in control. All of us go through tests and trials, but you know who's standing by your side. And he promised never to leave you. That's what we got to always remember. You just don't leave him. Sometimes you feel like you're alone. All that happened in life. But still, he promised. There's going to be a new sister song that song. I ain't heard that song. Where's she at? Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. It's let me tell you this. It's I know that you feel sometimes and think that I'm preaching exactly the same song. Listen, I'm talking about the same thing. God got me preaching about the last days. I promise you. He got me preaching about right now. As we live right now, God knows that where he got me. You may hear some same thing, but we still doing the same thing. He got me there, I promise you. I can go anywhere and get a message. I'm not boasting now. You got to do what the Lord said to. Oh, boy. He's still trying to let us know something. The church of Laodicea sealed. He the God that needs nothing. Me and nobody else. Your talent and nobody else. Your money and nobody else. Your house and nobody else. I'm a God by myself. He trying to get us out of that selfish attitude. Without me, we may say, you can't do nothing. But without him, we can't do nothing. Number 87. John 14, 13 and 15. John 14, 13 and 15. Through 15. Yeah. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I'll do it. You can't beat that nowhere. If ye, that 15 verse said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's something to think about. That's something to think about. I can supply all of your needs. I got everything in my hand, and I have everything you need in my hand. Can't nobody pluck you out, and can't pluck nothing out I got in here. All I want you to do, be faithful to me. And you can ask me anything. And I'll do it. Y'all looking at them instead of looking at me now. Anything, I'll do it. You can't beat that nowhere. God Almighty, if you love me, we got to first love the Lord. Love never fails. If you love me, he put a condition, if you love me, you'll do what I say. Or try doing it anyway. Look at Matthew 16 for me, 24. Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. God Almighty, take up his cross and follow me. If you love me, you don't mind catching hell either. And because folks don't like you, they still ain't going to stop you from following me. Because you love me. See, when you love the Lord, the devil know it. He ain't about to be no fool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you love the Lord, the devil gonna try all he could to stop you from following Jesus. To make you think God ain't paying you no attention. To make you what? Think. That God don't left you.
Amen.
God Almighty. That's the reason we got to keep the Bible
in our hearts. To know that God can do anything, but he just can't fail.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I had to go to the cross, Jesse. To let you know everything ain't gonna go your way all the time. We want to go to heaven just like this. On flower beds of Eve and just rock on in him. Nobody bothers, nobody said nothing. But look the kind of hell that Jesus went through with. Then he said, if any man heard of mine, come after me, walk in my shoes, you're going to catch some hell. But he promised.
Yeah. Look at
him. Oh, boy. Go ahead. Never to leave you,
yes, sir.
Nor forsake you. That's the confidence we got to have in God. Because we follow Jesus, we don't want nothing to happen to us. And we don't think things ain't going to happen to us. Things going to happen to you. If they happen to Jesus, they're going to happen to us.
That's right.
What really happened, Reverend Walker? What happened now, we don't talk about enough of following Jesus and being saved. All we want is just what God got in his hand. No trouble, nobody lying on it, nobody talking about it. If you gonna follow me, you gonna catch some hell sometime. But if you love me, hold on, you'll keep my commandment. We have a job to do. Oh, we have a job to do for Jesus. And we can't do it, Sister May, in our own strength, our own abilities. It won't work. But we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And that means in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Oh boy, I know I'll never get through what I want. You don't wake up in the morning and get ready to go out the door and holler, well, Lord, I got it in my hand. No, you ain't got nothing in your hand. You don't know what a day holds for you. That being the first thing y'all do, y'all to get on your knees. Why, Reverend Walker? Because so many folk by the thousands in this world laid down but didn't get up. But by his grace, he got us up. And you ought to give him some thanks when you get up in the morning. You're letting him know I can't do nothing without you.
That's right. Oh, you see him in the air.
He said, all our way. I don't care what you're doing. If you're a child of God, in all our way, we think we can handle it. That means we fall on our face because we think we can handle it. And because you didn't acknowledge God, God said, see, you need me. I don't care how small it look. I can handle it. You can't handle nothing without God.
Right.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Because you don't know what kind of trap the devil got for you today. He knows what you already done fixed. If you've been born again, the devil can't stand you. But we can do all things through Christ. Not on our own, through him.
Amen.
all things. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes, and some of you fully don't understand a real God called preacher. You don't understand. You've got to be one to understand. I said be one. To really understand a pastor, a preacher. We can't even explain it. I am your spiritual leader. God put me here. He sent me here as your spiritual leader. Watch this. You will never fully understand a called preacher who's been called by God. Because you've never been called. I told y'all, didn't I tell you? Watch this now. Watch this. I told y'all. I tried to get off this subject.
You said that.
Some of you think I'm filibustering. That's your business. You can think what you want, but that's your business. You better listen. He got me on the last days. You've never been a preacher. Well, how in the world you can tell them what to preach? I told you myself, I tried to get off it. I done find out something. Well, I better get it happy.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Play with a snake. Play with a rat. But don't play with Jesus. He's nothing to play with. I say he's nothing to play with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't know the Jesus I met. He'll make you start eating your own fingers up. What you're trying to say, real woman, you got to have confidence in your pastor. Yeah. If you ain't got confidence in the pastor, you don't need to be where the pastor is. Yeah. You got to have confidence in your pastor. Yeah. I watch over your souls.
Go ahead.
Not your goal, but your soul. Sure told you. Told you 2 months ago. Maybe 3 now, I don't know. Try to get off it. But watch this now. And 3 weeks ago, he wants to know, I need to know, you need to know, what kind of gospel that church people want to hear in these last and evil days. Preach what I said preach, not what folks want to hear. Well, what they are preaching in these last days. What we are preaching, notice now, in these last and evil days. We're preaching what folk want to hear.
Right.
what folks want to hear in the last and evil days. My brothers and sisters, he said most of us just want to hear what God can give us. What God can give me, and not what we can give God. God gave his best, now what you giving to him? And all we want to hear, what God can give me, but what you giving God, he's looking for something in return. And my brothers and sisters, but in the last days, we never want to hear, God Almighty, what we should be doing for Jesus. God Almighty. But the whole program is about Jesus. He the star of everything. What kind of gospel the last 21st century church love to hear now? What we love to hear in the last and evil days? We can call this kind of gospel, what folk want to hear now, self-seeking gospel. Self-centered gospel. A gospel is not what I can do for God, but what God can do for me. But we call to do something for him also, but never want to be mentioned in the Bible. Self-seeking gospel. In other words, just tell me what my breakthrough is. And when I'm going to get my breakthrough. And don't tell me nothing about my sin and what I ought to be doing for God. That's all we want to hear now. This the kind of gospel folks are looking for now. My breakthrough. But God said, when you give me my breakthrough? Park nowhere. I'll park through to go tell the world about Jesus. Time we get to talk about what we ought to do, he ought to go and preach. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You just don't want to listen. Selfish gospel. All about me and I. What I can get from God, but what God getting out of you? Nothing but begging with your hands out. This what preacher's preaching now. When I'm gonna get my breakthrough? Well, y'all got it. Heaven, go ahead. Heaven. Some of y'all don't know the God that I know. He does not play with nobody. I want to make you mad a million times and to make my Jesus mad one time.
That's right. That's right.
You've got to know him for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't no problem trying to preach all kinds. I preach all over the Bible. But preach what I say. Preach. Not what folks want to hear.
supposed to be bothering you. We just want to hear a selfish gospel about me, myself. And my brother and sister, I believe. The other preachers believe what they want, but I believe. The most unpopular message that God preacher can preach today is to tell the church her obligation to God. But most of us never want to hear it. Most of us don't want to hear what we ought to be doing for God. And when folks don't know no better, he ought to preach out the Bible. I'm preaching out the Bible. But we never want to hear that. What kind of gospel that most church folks want to hear in the last and evil day? And there are only two kinds of gospel on this earth to follow, and that is truth or lie, Jesus or Satan. And everybody on this earth are following one of the two, because both of them are present on this earth. And the devil got preachers and God got preachers. Both got preachers. I said both got preachers. God got preachers and the devil got preachers. And both of them got a gospel.
Yes, sir.
And but two kinds, one alive and one dead.
All right.
Paul, look at 2 Timothy for me. 4:1-5. This is what's been troubling me.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
We're missing what God's saying in these last days, or on the last days. That's when he cut me off. Get on the last day. That's what we are.
Yes,
present right now, we are right there. I promise you. Read it, Paul.
I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Almighty,
who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Lord Almighty.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yeah.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Itching ears to hear anything sound good to them. It's something about me. I don't want to hear that. But it won't say, oh, it sound good to me, what I can get out of God. Not what I can do for God. God called us to what? Jesse, he said, go where? Into my, and go what? Go into my vineyard and what? Not go sit down.
All right.
Not going to wait and pause. He said, G-O.
Yes.
But we just won't do it enough. Hey, I'm loud. I want my breakthrough.
Reverend.
Boy, we brag on our breakthrough. If you don't watch yourself, if you what you're asking for, then sometimes the devil will let you have it.
That's right.
Just to deceive you.
That's right.
He got power to give us things. God already told us what to do here. And you get to meditate now and then, he must be talking about this over here. He's talking about do my work.
All right.
Not running after things of this world.
That's right. Thank you.
And preachers preach that tickling gospel, tickle your ear, make it sound good. And in these last days, he got me dealing with the last days. I try to keep on going. I try to get off it. Lord of mine. And my brothers and sisters, this is why it's so many. Hold on, much. Don't hit me. This is why it's so many so-called preachers in the world today to preach the gospel to please people and not God. You call this a worldly gospel. Uncalled preachers who belong to the devil. Uncalled. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, this is why we don't let people call us to preach. Don't let nobody call you to preach.
Go ahead, brother.
If God called me, why can't he call me? Why can't I answer the call?
All right. Amen.
They will say, you look like a preacher. You sound like a preacher. You dress like a preacher. But how do a preacher look? Don't let nobody call you to be a preacher. That's God's business. That's God's job. If that was the case,
yes, sir.
So I'm 10 years behind. I won't say tell you a lie, maybe I'm more than 10 years behind. If I would go when folk told me I'm be a preacher, I've been preaching now 39 years. It'll have been about 40 something now.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
You're going to be a preacher. See, I ain't crazy. See.
All right. Right.
So I'm not boasting. So many done told me you're going to preach. I went, God knows from the depths of my heart, I went far enough to say, if God wants me to preach, he got to come down here his own self.
I hear you, Reverend.
My Lord, my Lord.
Don't let nobody call you to preach. We got too many already.
All right.
Look like if God book me to preach, he ought to tell me.
Yes, sir.
Not nobody else.
That's right.
You never drove a bus down and tell me how to drive.
All right. You're right. You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
He called folks to preach. Not peoples. But so many out there, folks don't call them. And they try to please people rather pleasing God. They got to stay in friendship with the people. But when God calls you, you step on everybody too.
Yes, sir. Come on, Reverend. Yes, sir.
Look like if he want me to preach, he ought to tell me.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Amen.
And then the devil will control you. Everywhere you go, you got to preach to please folks. Please folks. Get mad with you. If that's the case, Jesus would have went back to heaven.
That's right.
Paul then would have said, forget it. Peter would have said, forget it. You're going to go a lot of places and lift up Jesus' name. Folks going to turn their nose up at you.
That's right.
But your job is to tell them what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Because one day they got to stand before God for what you done told them.
Yeah.
And if you tell them a lie, God going to get you for telling a lie.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And this is what happened in these last days now. Preacher preaching what folks want to hear.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Always got the hands off of my breakthrough. Yeah, girl, I'm waiting on my breakthrough. I'm waiting on my best and all that kind of stuff, you know. Oh, boy. And if you preach anything else they don't like, they'll walk out on you. Let them walk out on you. They're going to need what they walked out on. They'll need Jesus before Jesus needs them.
You're right.
Your job is to tell what? The truth.
That's right.
Preachers, see, they call these people pleasers.
You're right.
That's right.
Preach what I say.
Preach.
And not what folk want to
hear.
That's right.
Selfish. Just don't tell me about me.
That's right.
That's right.
Preach all of that, but just don't bring me up.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell me what I ought to be doing for Jesus. All the way up, what Jesus ought to be doing for us. But what about us doing something for Jesus?
Go ahead, Reverend.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Bless his holy name.
Glory.
We don't preach a gospel preacher. If you're scared, you ought to get out of the pulpit.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Take flight.
Don't try to get along with nobody to compromise
Amen.
This right here.
Amen.
Amen.
No. I'd rather to make you mad a billion times than make Jesus mad a half a time. You've got to know him. God knows he doesn't play. I promise you. We're playing with him. He's nothing to play with. You got to meet him one day.
Amen.
And that preacher know how to act. They know how to put on.
Yes,
if you ain't been called, I'm talking about you. If you've been called, you ain't got to worry about it.
All right. All right. All right. Go ahead,
brother. Get out of here. The devil got preachers. Jesus got preachers. Jesus said, I have come. Well, then he said, the devil had come too.
That's right.
Both of them are here.
Preach here, Reverend.
Oh, boy. Glory. Glory. You know, a lot of time, Lord have mercy, when folks that never been called by God,
amen.
They're going to fix things up so beautiful for you.
Reverend.
That's right.
They even afraid to bring up sin.
Amen.
One of the most unpopular message
yes, sir.
In the whole world when you tell folks about sin.
Sin.
I heard some ignorant, don't mean no harm now. Because ignorant folks said he ought to preach out the Bible. It's in the Bible.
All right.
But they don't want to hear it. See, it's unpopular. It's unpopular. See, you've got to watch the devil. He's slick. The devil ain't going to bring up nothing about no sin. That mean I love Reverend Jar Jar because he don't say what I ought to be doing. He always tell me what God going to do for me. That's the devil preaching to you. Tell him I said it. If a preacher been called by God, he going to preach the whole truth and not part of the truth. You got to be a preacher to understand it.
God bless you, Pastor.
Got so many so-called preachers in the pulpit today. In these last days, it don't get worse. It won't get no better.
Yeah.
They know how to put on. They know how to win you.
Yeah.
They practice how to win you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If the Bible don't back them up, you're talking to a devil talking to you. Tell him I said it.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Anything sound good, you better watch that sound good. And but one thing, the top thing sound good here when God sent Jesus here. Ain't nothing else on this earth you can bring up better than what God just sent us. Everything you got will not outlast what God just sent us. The devil will make you rich, but you got to leave the money.
All right.
Thank you.
You got to watch the devil. He here. He'll do anything to stop you because you got your faith in God. So we've got so many man-made preachers. Man-made. God of mine. Our obligation is to tell the world about Jesus. You don't want to hear nothing about, just don't tell me what I don't hear folks say it every I know, see. I'm not talking about what I don't hear. I don't hear them say. You ought to stick with the Bible. They'll say it and don't even know the Bible. He ought to preach the gospel. It's in here. But no, it's just like they don't want to hear it. Because it's something they're supposed to do, but always, yeah, my God, give me mine, God, give me. What you giving God? What you giving God? You don't even know to him till hell break loose some of you. I'm talking everywhere, all over you, all over the country. I'm not boasting. Gospel all over the country. False preachers everywhere. Not called by God, but called by men. And some just come up and just start preaching. Oh, you don't take this up. You don't take preaching up.
All right.
You don't take up preaching. You got to be called.
Yeah, that's right. Preach, Pastor.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Watch this. I'm going to put it up and say this. I'm not bragging. First time I ever saw this happen now at Mount Hebron Baptist Church. I was a deacon. 17 years down there. My pastor got sick. He got sick. I went down to the hospital to see him.
Yes, sir.
He said, Reverend, how about bringing the message? I'm not a preacher. I'm a deacon. How about bringing the message Sunday? Message Sunday, you know. I'm not lying. Caraway Hospital, I'll never forget it. Yeah, Reverend Richard was here. He'll tell you right now, but he's not here in Montgomery. And I'm not a preacher, Paul. I was a teacher, but I'm not a preacher. He ain't told me to go preach. He said, bring a message.
All right.
I said, you sure? Yeah, I mean it, Reverend. I mean it. I'm not, but I mean it, Walker. No. I'm not crazy. Yeah, okay, I pray. I didn't go out there act like I was a preacher. I was a deacon.
All right.
And I just act like a deacon. I brought a message. Dismissed and went home, folks.
Amen.
The devil didn't stone me up and say, you're a preacher.
Amen.
That's an easy way to start you off.
All right.
I ain't heard nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard nothing.
Right.
See, when God. When God called you.
Yes, sir.
I said, when God, you'll know he called you.
Amen.
I said, you'll know he called you.
Yes, sir. Oh, you'll know it. You'll know it.
You ain't got to go, I believe he called. I believe nothing. I know he called me.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
These fellas got to speak for themselves. I know he called me.
Amen.
I ain't boasting, bragging about it, but we got to watch what happened in these last days.
Right.
Man-made preachers going on now. The Bible all that I'm back does not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ain't been called to attack it.
All right.
When you get to play around with your soul and saying things against the Bible, you better watch them. The devil got preachers too.
Yeah.
And we got to understand, and the Bible talk about in the last days what they're going to be doing. And we are in the last days.
That's right.
You're right.
Just want to hear something sound good.
Bless you, Pastor.
Sound good. When you find a preacher never said nothing about no sin, you better check him out. Tell him I said it.
Check him out.
Never tell us our responsibility to God. You better check him out.
That's right.
We've got to preach the whole truth and not part of the truth.
That's right.
See, God got men. Never got a lot of made man preachers.
That's right.
Preach Walker, yes sir.
Go ahead.
Paul, how about getting you a mood? Read John 3:16 for me. Hold on, man. You got 10 more minutes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
He got to start off really preaching that. Who came here?
Yes,
God gave us a way out.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is man only way out.
Amen.
If you want eternal life, you've got to talk to Jesus.
Yeah.
I say, if you want, let me explain eternal life. Eternal life meaning that you'll live with him forever.
All right.
It can be eternal damnation. That means you'll go to hell with the devil. But eternal life means I'm going to stay with Jesus throughout eternity. He gave us Jesus. A preacher ought to stick with Jesus. He, the only way out of this sinful world is only Jesus. And when he come with another way to get out of it, the devil is his leader. Jesus is the only way. It's the only true way.
Right.
And if anybody come up with anything else, young folk, it's a lie from hell.
Amen.
Right.
You're right.
Amen.
And he got me on these last days. Oh, boy. And we what happening, and we can see these things happening right before our eyes. And the preacher got to warn the folks what's going on in these last days. They wonder what happened and read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Amen.
We see it on TV. We see it in reality. We see it in our community. Read your Bible.
That's right.
Ain't nothing slipping up on us. Read your Bible.
You're right.
Amen.
We don't think these are the last days. We are the last days. I keep telling you, we are the church of Laodicea. You can believe me if you want. There's no other church. We're the last one. We represent Laodicea. I'm finna go now. Watch this. I heard. Oh, not true. Let me just say, I heard. See, watch this now. Watch the Bible and see who they're coming after in the last day. They're coming at to destroy everything Jesus done said. See, they're going to get on the church, shut us after a while. Watch. I heard, God knows I did. I heard, this is going to happen. I heard they're trying to stop having marriages in the church. Trying to stop having, because true marriage is supposed to go on in, see.
Right.
They're trying to stop it because they lifted up somebody's name.
That's right. My goodness.
Trying to stop it. They're going to go at, I told you they're going to the name after a while. They're watching now. Anything that lifts up the name of Jesus, they're going at it. Now watch. I may be in heaven, but watch. That's what disturbed the devil, the name.
Amen.
They're trying to stop that. Anything that the name called Jesus, they're going after it with all their might.
Yeah.
In the church, around here, chicken.
Oh, yes.
don't want to hear the name Jesus. We don't want him. He's knocking at doors and we won't let him in. Boy, I wish I had another hour. My time out.
This is catalog number 1640.
I know 1640. Y'all run out on me, but I'm
catalog running. Number 1640.
Lee getting ready already. Look at him.
Preach on, Pastor.
You got to preach.
Preach on. Preach,
got to tell folk the truth. Ain't nobody going to hell because I put you there. Uh-uh. What they preaching? It lead last in the evil days.
My goodness.
What folks want to hear? They just want to hear what God can do for me. I'm talking about Christian now.
You're right.
And not what I can do for God.
Reverend, you hold it.
Yes. Go ahead, Pastor.
Go in my vineyard and what? Work. No, we just the lazy we can be. What? Oh, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah. You're right.
Waiting on my blessing. He woke you up this morning. What? Right. You won't get.
Reverend!
What happened? They want worldly blessings.
All right.
Earthly blessing. You got to watch the devil. Earthly blessing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
They're going to fade away one day.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
My Lord. We in the last days. You can believe if you want. That really stopped me, brother, because we're preaching the last days. And we don't want to hear nothing what I'm supposed to do for Jesus.
That's it. You're right, Pastor.
All we want to hear but what Jesus can do for me. That's what folk want to hear when they come to church.
Wow.
Don't convict me now. Don't bother that. I ain't going back there no more. Okay, that's the best. But that's what folk want to hear. I heard some folks say, "He ain't got to say that. I know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing in God too." But they don't want to be reminded. Your word, when you hear it, it reminds them. And when you remind them, boy, they, I ain't going back.
Right.
But when a preacher come there, never been called.
Right.
The devil preacher come there. Right. He promised you this, nothing but a worldly thing. Right. He promised nothing but an earthly thing. That's all he's going to promise you.
Right.
But God promised you eternal things.
Right.
And worldly things and things in this world, I got some atop that when you get to heaven.
All right.
Oh, boy. Let us all stand. I'm not through. Come back next Sunday. You got to know this stuff. He gave it to me to tell you. Hallelujah. You're going to need Jesus. You may be doing fine now. I ain't doubting nobody. You may be doing fine. But if you without Jesus, you ought to give your life to him. You got everything to lose when you fail to give your life to Jesus. Everything to lose when you fail to give your life to Christ. I done told you 100 times, you ain't got to be a member of this church. If you without Jesus and receive him, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. We just can tell you go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all. That's our job. That's our job. If you're without him, you ought to give your life to him. You've got to meet him one day now. You've got to meet him. Don't let folks fool you, young folks. You've got to meet him. God knows you've got to meet him. That's what we preach about. It's our job as a preacher. Don't fool with a bought earthly preacher. In other words, been bought by man. He got to preach to folks. But preach what Jesus said, preach. And God always bless you. Will that be one? Anybody won't come by Christian experience or by letter? You may come. But just don't walk out here lost. Because one day you got to meet him. I promise you, you got to meet him. Will that be one?
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We're going to say a prayer. And those who plan on taking the Lord's Supper, you may be seated. And we're going to say a prayer. Those who may have to leave, may have to leave. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Everything that we need on this earth is in your word. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you for everything. Thank you for our homes and cars. And thank you for clothing and all the material things. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus. And if anybody that lost, don't let them rest day and night. That they give their life to you. We thank you now for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Those who plan on taking the Lord's Supper, you may be seated.